that's for you guys to consider to add.
We can't vote on anything.
So the next meeting, the next month's meeting, or?
2 months.
Every 2 months?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, just a plan. I'll come back and present the intent.
Okay.
I think it's all right to talk about what we're wanting.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
I'm Mike Beatty with Great River Engineering.
Begin slides. Sorry, can't see that well. Probably did look over my shoulder. We have got a project, several projects with Big Cedar Lodge, Johnny Moore's project. He's developing Thunder Ridge. Some of you may be familiar with some of the stuff there. The National Pro Bull Riders Association is setting up a rodeo bull riding league nationally. They're starting off with seven teams. I think there's one in Tennessee, there's one in Kansas City, there'll be one here in Branson area, Tenney County, and then Oklahoma and Texas, and it seems like there's one other, I can't remember all of the states, but it'll be a national league where they'll go and set up competitions and around the country, and they're proposing Thunder Ridge Arena, which will be kind of the home place for the bull riding events, of rodeos and other events there, obviously, public announcements, amphitheater type stuff that they could have there at the theater, ranging from 5 to 20,000 people, depending on what they do. But when they get this project going, and get it established, the Thunder Ridge, or the Missouri Thunder, will be the first professional athletic team in Taney County, Southern Missouri. So there's a lot of excitement about doing that. Pants on. With that project, there's a lot of infrastructure that we're working on, water, sewer, power, and then reason that we're here today, transportation improvements that we're looking at doing. And there's going to be some major improvements, and this is probably the key slide. There's several phases that we're looking at for the project. It'll take several years to develop, but the first phase we're working on right now with MoDOT and with the owner, and that's the first phase is to widen Highway 86 from 65 Highway all the way to the arena entrance. Right now it's a two-lane, 18 to 19 foot wide with some, 22 to 23 foot wide roadway with shoulders. And we're looking to widen that so that we can get a total of three lanes all the way from 65 to the entrance. And when we had major events, we would, during the beginning of the event, we would sign it and operate it to where we had two lanes in. And then, at closure, we would reverse that, so we'd have a lot of police and local folks helping us change the direction where we have two lanes going back to 65 to help control traffic and improve traffic there. And we're working with MoDOT to try and get that done this summer, if at all possible. A lot of steps that we're going through and trying to make sure everything's safe and improved, but that's the first phase. The second phase would involve an additional widening of 86 all the way from 65 to the Longview or Long Creek Bridge. And we'd also, with that, add some additional turn lanes here on 65 to accommodate the two lanes directionally to the west. We're looking at adding right turn lanes on 65 coming south, and then probably another either dual left turn lanes on 65 going north to try and improve that funnel. And so that'd be the second phase. Third phase, a little longer range, would be two new grade separated interchange, one at 86, and then another one up at 265. It's going to provide another feeder direction into the top of the rock, Big Cedar, Thunder Ridge area. And then the final phase four would involve a connector road from the new 65 interchange all the way over to the Buffalo Ridge Boulevard, and providing better access to the airport. Long-range plan for the area, I think, has a lot of potential impact. They expect that with the development and the projects that are proposed, we'll be looking at several $1 million a year coming in for investment and tourism and everything else into Taney County. And we just ask that you would add this to Taney County's, the planning board's priority list, so that we can start making arrangements and see if we can bring all of these things to fruition. Any questions? I know there's a lot of stuff. It's just kind of a general introduction, but...
Mike, can we get a copy of that map and presentation there?
I've got... I'll leave the PowerPoint there. I'll give it to you in the disk. I've got some handouts, and if we have another meeting, I can plan on coming back and presenting to the whole commission. I guess it's passed on out here. In July. Here's some of the improvements. This is the four-lane section looking west. We've got that roundabout at Ridgedale Road. We'll have to convert it from a single-lane roundabout to a two-lane roundabout. When we get to the entrance of the Thunder Ridge, we're showing a grade separation there so that there'd just be a lot of traffic going in and out, and the grade separation will work a lot smoother. So this is showing 86 highway going over and with a new entrance to the Thunder Ridge going under 86 highway, so there'll be another bridge there that we would accommodate. And right now we're looking at going under, but that's still in the design planning phase, so something might come up where it makes sense to go over, but we know we're looking at a grade separation there. So some major improvements that we'll need to do for the area. Will be anticipated being a pretty well-used amphitheater event center, not just for rodeos, but we'll be able to do a lot of other things there. And I think you have all of these slides in that.
I'm Keith Francis. I'm the Director of Public Works for City of Branson Engineering Department. To give everybody a little bit of an update, if you haven't been down, it's called West 76 Country Boulevard Strip, basically, there in Branson. From Presley's to the Ferris Wheel, our overhead power lines are gone now. The power poles have been pulled, so if you want to see a huge difference down through there. Jonas, I know you've probably been down through there.
Last time?
Yeah. And it's daylight and dark down through there. You don't
see
them.
There's no power now?
There's no power. Power lines are gone.
All in the dark, man.
Yeah. But it looks great. And, you know, it went pretty slick with all the utility companies. I just knew we was going to find hiccups here and there with separation of conduit and everything else that when we pulled off the project, you know, several years ago. But it went really well and had a good project manager on it, Roger Clark. He monitored everything and kept up with the day-to-day operations of it. Utility companies, they were all great to work with. We had White River, Valley Electric, CenturyLink National, CenturyLink Local, 7Link, and Show Me Power. Show Me Fiber as well. Show Me Technology or something like that. with the fiber optic cables that were all put underground. But it was a great project, and has made a huge difference in just the looks down through there, aesthetics of everything. So if you haven't driven down it, you need to drive down and you'll just see the difference. It's like going out of a dark tunnel into the daylight. It's really cool looking. And total project cost was about $1.8 million, Cheryl, and it looks like we're going to come in well under budget on this project. We haven't got all our invoices in yet. We're still looking at those. But our next phases, segments one and segment two design, from basically Shepherd of the Hills to the Ferrisville or 165 highway intersection, that we're in negotiations with Great River Engineering for the design for that right now. And we have our SID board meeting tomorrow, with the SID board to go over the cost for that. And we haven't reached a total agreement on that yet before we take it to the council. So that's kind of where we're at on the next two phases of design. That'll be about approximately 1.2 miles of roadway we're going to be designing there. So everything is going pretty good. Now we've got the money in the bank to do the design with, and hopefully we can anchor down some grant money to help with the cost of that project on construction. So that's kind of where our projects are, right? That's the big one in the pot right now is our Highway 76 project that MoDOT graciously paid us to take over that 5-mile road.
Have some money in the pot.
We got a little bit. Yeah. Okay, that's all I've got to talk about. Devin, anything for you?
I'm Devin with County Highway Administrator. Last week we had did a ribbon cutting on the old cheese plant bridge in Bradleyville. I've got pictures up here of some of it. The community down there is very proud of it. It's going to help probably about 10 families from being trapped in when the water gets up. It just had a low water crossing with a few openings on it. It didn't take much rain. That's Little Beaver Creek, and then you've got another tributary coming into it right there that comes under 125 highway. The total project was like 1,350 feet long and cost around $676,000. We did it by county forces. Everything turned out good. We did, first time we've done it, the Bendway weirs. We put 8 of those upstream, and that's going to help protect the roadway from get destroyed, and it's worked well so far. It just helps keep the water channel to the other side of the creek and protect the roadway. And then we do have another project. We're working on the paperwork on a grant that we had got for Thunder Road to do a realignment on and do a structure on it to keep people from going through a bad corner and from getting crap back in there. So we're currently waiting on the Corps of Engineers to do their final paperwork so we can start that in November.
Anything else? Looks like MoDOT's updates next on the list.
Oh, I'm on the list. We've got several projects coming up. Well, let me start with what we've got going right now. We are working on safety improvements along with an overlay on Route 65 from basically south of Ozark down to the high road. And right now, all that you'll see right now is just they're doing some guardrail work at night. The contractor has been the main contractor has been slightly delayed in starting with the actual turn lane improvements. We also have a climbing lane that will be on the southbound lanes right after the, right next to that Welcome Center that's just after Saddlebrook, putting in a climbing lane there. And then we're extending some turn lanes and things at different state routes and things like that just to improve safety. I believe we're actually putting some interactive flashing